Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters. But first, let's take a look back to 2012 with Avengers. When Earth was in dire need of some serious kick-ass assistance, our favorite superheroes came together to save us all under the ever-watchful and wise Nick Fury.
War has started. And we are hopelessly outgunned. It's called the Avengers Initiative.
How desperate are you? And you call on such lost creatures to defend you.
This is nothing we were ever trained for.
Well, with a real world in what seems to be complete and utter turmoil, it sure is nice to think that there's a bunch of superheroes standing by to take on the bad, ugly, and outsmarted enemies to keep us all safe from annihilation and destruction. And it sure doesn't hurt if those superheroes just happen to include Robert Downey Jr., he can do no wrong, Jeremy Renner, way cute, Mark Ruffalo, even with his anger issues, Scarlett Johansson, big time girl power, and Chris Hemsworth, who is just wow. So the Avengers came, saw, and saved us all. They did it all with tons of action, suspense, and awesomeness. Some say not real. Well, I say why not real? There's no rules of physics or mathematical calculations that prevents it, right? So I choose to believe anything is possible. So in our Movie Night Traffic Guide, the Avengers from 2012 was a green light. And now, 3 years later, they're back in Avengers Age of Ultron. Robert Downey Jr. puts a plan in action that's supposed to help, but it goes wrong and makes one really bad and determined thing mad. So the Iron Man and his friends get together to save us again.
This vulnerable world needs something more powerful than any of us.
Everyone creates the thing they dread.
Ultron in the flesh.
No matter who wins or loses, trouble always comes around.
You've meddled with something you don't understand.
I'm gonna tear you apart from the inside.
Oh boy.
Well, all I can say is so good that there's evil. You know, in movie land where we desperately need the likes of Thor, Hawkeye, and Captain America. Otherwise, what would they be doing? Wearing suits and being trapped in corporate America? Or maybe deep sea tuna fishing far away from all humanity? No way. We need the world to be in deep peril so they can be our heroes. And they didn't disappoint. All the greatness, cuteness, and awesomeness that came with the first Avengers is outdone in this one. It's funny, clever, entertaining, and action-packed. I did have one concern going in, though. They were going to need all sorts of really good special effects to make this one not cheesy and look real. Turns out I believed almost everything. The only thing that was hard to imagine being real was Chris Hemsworth. Can he really be that perfect? Yep, real. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Avengers of Ultron is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.